It is known as the sailing capital of the United States. It also happens to be a state capital, a former national capital, and home to some of the most prominent institutions in the country. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When the United States was founded, Annapolis, Maryland was one of the country's major cities, even serving as the national capital for a few months. But as years passed, other cities began to surpass it in size.
The mid-1700s, that was called the Golden Age of Annapolis, and that's when Annapolis was the place to be. Things changed after a time. Baltimore became a bigger port city, and Annapolis was not as much in the limelight.
Susan Steckman shares the story from Annapolis. She says the qualities that made this city popular centuries ago remain a drawing card today.
It was a waterfront community then. It's a waterfront community now. A lot of people come here for recreational boating and sailing. We're America's sailing capital, and a lot of people come here for that.
Many people today know Annapolis for the Service Academy located here.
U.S. Naval Academy is here. It's a National Historic Site because it is. The public is invited to tour the yard daily, actually. They can come and tour the yard either on their own or take advantage of tours that come from the Armo Leftwich Visitor Center there on the yard.
Today, the city combines the best of old and new.
Annapolis is called a museum without walls, and it truly is. History Quest opened recently. It's designed to be a springboard where people can walk in there, watch some videos, see some information, and come out ready to discover the museum without walls that is Annapolis. They'll know where to go to see the historic buildings, what streets they want to check out. The brick-lined streets of Annapolis are pretty well known. People love the quaintness of the town.
Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.